Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Miguel Almiron could present Newcastle with a fresh injury headache after he was taken off in a cart during Paraguay's 2-2 draw with Peru. The Magpies midfielder has struggled for game time in the Premier League so far this term, and both player and club were keen to use Le Albaroja's 2 World Cup qualifiers this week to pick up some valuable minutes on the pitch. But instead of giving Newcastle boss Steve Bruce a selection headache, United are now sweating on his fitness. Almiron was replaced after pulling up with a muscle injury in stoppage time of the clash in Asunción. It came after he took a brutal elbow to the face in the first half, which resulted in a yellow card for Peru's Carlos Zambrano. Meanwhile, Newcastle have thrown Rodrigo Vilca in with the first team in his first week as a Magpie. The Peruvian jetted into Tyneside on Monday to sign a 4-year contract, and the club confirmed he would be part of the under-23s group moving forward. But while the club's international players are away, Vilca has been part of first-team training as Bruce and his coaching staff take a closer look at him. The forward has made headlines in his homeland as the move caused a mini-sensation. There was some consternation from his international boss that he was being earmarked for the under-23s group, but he revealed on an Instagram Live that he'd spent his first week with the first team. And finally, one of Newcastle United's young players has been involved in a bizarre international match. The 17-year-old midfielder Elliot Anderson was selected for Scotland to play England at under-19 level. Negative coronavirus tests were returned by players and staff from both teams before the game at the English FA St George's Park training complex on Thursday. However, with England leading 3-1 at half-time, to the astonishment of the young Newcastle midfielder and everybody else, the game was dramatically abandoned. With the two sides scheduled to meet each other again on Sunday, a second round of virus testing had been required as per the protocols. These returned a positive case for Billy Stark, who was the Scottish under-19's head coach. Receiving the news midway through the match, it was instantly abandoned, along with Sunday's planned rematch being cancelled. That's all for now. We'll have more later.